Proudly playing real country music for the great folks in Oak Grove, Lexington, Wellington, and Raytown. We are Real Country, 1030 AM, KCWJ, Blue Springs, Kansas City.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Wamsgans, and welcome to our Missouri Hour. And coach, third of the season gone for the Missouri teams already.
Amazing. A third of the season, it just flies by. And you know what? In Class 5, there's nine teams or seven teams that are 3-0 after the first 3 weeks in Class 5.
It's a wide open year, I think, in Class 5, though some people in St. Louis will tell you Vianney's unbelievably good, and I tell you Vianney shouldn't have won last year. So that's how I look at it. They're just running off of last year and a dumb play. So, all right, let's go ahead and give you a rundown of our Missouri Hour. We're going to talk about all the games here in our first segment. Our next segment, we're going to talk with Cole Young. He's going to be out of one of our REMAX Big Three games, Harrisonville and Platte County. Coach, it's a good one.
It's a great one, a great atmosphere in Harrisonville. Two teams that are both looking to win this week.
Yep. Our third segment, we're going to talk with our coaches from our other two REMAX Big Three games. Raytown coach Logan Minnick, he's got a game at Liberty. Both teams 3-0, coach.
Unbelievable start for Raytown, and they've done a great job. And they've always been excited all year about their senior class. It's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Our other interview that segment is going to be Park Hill coach Josh Hood. He's got a big one. They're 3-0, hosting a 2-1 Blue Springs team coming off a tough loss to Fayetteville, Arkansas last week.
I'm not sure. Has Coach Hood ever beaten Blue Springs since he's in his 5 years at Park? This is his fifth year at Park.
It's only the second time they played, and he hasn't beaten them. So he's 0-1 as of right now. So we'll see how he does. Our last segment, we'll talk with our own Nick McCabe. He was out at Staley in Platte County last week. And do our Belafonte picks with the pros, even though coaches asked me to not do that anymore the rest of the season. All right, let's talk about some games that are out there this week. And to tell you, we'll start in Owemo down south and Appleton City and Cass Midway. Cass Midway is 0-3. I don't know the last time they've even started 0-3. And I had another coach, from the middle of the city ask me about that. What's going on down there in Cass Midway? Coach Burchett does such a good job. I just wonder if they were the Class 1 team that seemed to be immune from the drop-off and the cyclical stuff because those small schools go through that. But they're kind of on the downslope this year.
I've not researched this, but I think that was my first reaction. I go, 0-3, I'm not sure in our time together we've ever seen them 0-3.
No, and Appleton City got their first win last week, and it was a good one over Rich Hill. So we'll see. That's probably a toss-up game there. Center and Green Valley, we'll talk a little more about that game in our picks, but that's a good one. Chillicothe and Cameron, I expect Chillicothe to get a win here, but, Coach, Chillicothe ended Maryville's 37-game regular season. They hadn't lost a regular season game since 2011, and they lost to Chillicothe last week. Chillicothe 3-0.
And what was the score of that game? Wasn't that the first? Something about the score was the first.
It was the most points they'd given up in a long time. Yeah. And the funny thing about it is Chillicothe ended Platte County's big long winning streak, regular season winning streak a few years ago, about a decade ago. So there's something about Chillicothe out there. But they've got a game against Cameron. I would assume they would win. Clinton, St. Pius the 10th. St. Pius, good win last week over Nevada. I think they're probably overmatched here. Or not overmatched. I think Clinton's probably overmatched in that game. Columbia Rockbridge at Lee Summit. Coach, Columbia Rockbridge, impressive win in week one. Lee Summit has had a tough schedule to start the season, and it's not getting any easier this week.
Well, Lee Summit kind of lacked experience, and they had some misfortune with their starting quarterback prior to the start of the season. And Rockbridge is 3-0, right?
Yep. Grandview at William Chrisman. Grandview's got the one win against Park Hill South. William Chrisman, this is the best team they've played. They got to be real careful here. They haven't necessarily blown anybody out.
But they've won three games.
Yes, they have won three games.
And Grandview's been inconsistent.
Yeah, and that's a question. I mean, they got blanked by Kearney last week, and they got to bounce back and have a game like they did against Park Hill South. Because the first week they got bombed by Platte County, and they bounced back and played good defense and offense. So we'll see which Grandview team shows up. Talk about Kearney. They seem to have righted the ship. They're not blowing people out, but they're getting wins. They're 2-1. Yeah, they beat Raytown South, and then they handled Grandview last week. They got to win a Tonka team that's just struggling to kind of find the end zone and get things going.
And you know that Kearney's going to play solid football. They're going to play great defense, and they're going to win the kicking game.
Yeah. Lathrop at West Platte. Lathrop beat Penny last week. At one point, LaTroy Harper, their outstanding player, got hurt. But Chris Holt, the Lathrop coach, he found a way. They're off to a 3-0 start. West Platte's a decent team, but they've struggled at times this year.
And Lathrop's ranked, and that was a big win for them last week.
Yes, definitely a big win. Lee Summit North, Lee Summit West, we'll talk more about that in picks, but that's a good suburban gold matchup. Liberty North and Truman. Boy, Truman struggled this year. Liberty North's probably just chomping at the bit to get to somebody, and this might be their week.
Liberty North hasn't won, but I think their opponents are 9-0.
Yeah, it's not been an easy run for Liberty North. Okay, Mid-Buchanan at Penny. Penny looking to bounce back from one of their first regular season losses in a long time.
Long time. Lathrop beat them. That was a big win for Lathrop, and it's going to be a bounce-back week for Penny.
It probably will be a bounce-back week for Penny because Mid-Buchanan has been very good to start the season. North Kansas City at Oak Park. Somebody's getting a win here. Ken Clemens, they've looked a little better. North Kansas City played pretty well against Raytown South last week. I thought that was a good effort by them. But somebody's going to get a win, and hopefully they can do it by playing well.
And no matter who wins, they're deserving. Both those coaches just do a great job.
Yeah. Park Hill South and St. Joe Central, both these teams have one win, and they've had some bad losses. This is a really pretty even matchup for these teams in this conference. And I think it's if you're Park Hill South, you got bombed last week by Park Hill and Grandview. So since week one, you don't really have much to show for it. You got to be asking some questions about how things are going right now.
And when you stand in week four with that record, week four becomes extremely important down the road. Wins now are crucial.
Pembroke Hill and Lincoln Prep, both teams looking to bounce back. And Lincoln Prep is a solid team, but I don't know if they've been the team they have been. I think Central's kind of taken over the top spot in that league.
And I think Pembroke Hill's got the good running back, and that's going to be a big plus for them, even though they're on the road.
Okay, Pleasant Hill and Sedalia Smith-Cotton. Smith Cotton's a good football team. This is going to be a big test for Pleasant Hill.
Smith Cotton's 3-0, right?
Yep, that's another 3-0 team.
Test, and they're going to Smith Cotton.
Yeah, and so they won at Moberly, so they've been a little road dog a little bit this year. The only loss they have is to Smithville. So Pleasant Hill's a team I think we need to, if they get this win, this is definitely a team to pay attention to as the season goes on. Ray Peck at Rockers. Boy, Ray Peck has lost two in a row and not looked good doing it. At the same time, Rockers just looks like they're just getting better every week.
And Rockers' game plan is to give it to Brady McCandless and let him make the tough yards.
Yeah, he's an outstanding tailback for them, and they look like I said, they're just getting a little better each week. Raytown South at Belton. Belton is a good football team, and I think Raytown South is going to have their hands full in this game.
I think this game's going to come down to who makes the fewest number of mistakes, and Belton's probably played the better football in the first 3 weeks.
Yeah, they have. Okay, Richmond at Excelsior Springs. Can Richmond score? They've got Tavon Alexander's a great player, but can they score on Excelsior Springs? Excelsior Springs has had a lot of points in three games.
That's amazing. Isn't it? That's no matter what the level of competition is, if you've had three shutouts out of three games, you're in good shape defensively.
St. Joe Benton at Smithville. We know St. Joe Benton has a good athletic quarterback. Smithville has been so good this season. They're 3-0. This is a game that if they want to win the MEC, which looks more wide open now with Maryville's loss, they've got to take down the games like this.
Yep, without a doubt. This is going to be a big one. And Smithville, I wonder when they play Chillicothe. Do you know?
I don't know yet, but there's a lot of good teams. Smithville, Chillicothe, St. Joe Lafayette, all 3-0 in that league. Maryville's got a loss. So, I mean, that league's going to be fun to watch as it comes down the stretch. Okay, Staley at Blue Springs South. Blue Springs South staring down the barrel of 0-4, Coach.
And State, we've talked about Staley a lot, and they're just a good football team. They've got a lot of good athletes and a lot of weapons.
Okay, this is a fun one. Wellington-Napoleon 3-0 at Lexington 3-0. Both these football programs, I mean, you could walk between them. It's 6 miles apart down Highway 24. This is going to be a fantastic football game. You got to go with Lexington. I think that they've shown what they've got, but Wellington-Napoleon's playing pretty good football.
Both of them had a lot of pride in their program. Just think if that was one school.
Yeah, I know. They could combine and be a nice little class, bigger class two or class three school. There's just a little idea for you. Okay, real quick, Schlegel, Kansas City Central on Saturday. That's going to be a good cross matchup.
Important game for both schools and both conferences and both states.
Yeah, and I think it's definitely going to say a lot about who wins both those leagues and how these two teams come out and if they're a force as it goes down. Okay, that's our opening segment. Talk about a lot of games. We come back, we're going to talk with our own Cole Young about our Platte County Harrisonville game. You're listening to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
The McCarthy Auto Group is a proud supporter of Preps KC and high school sports across Kansas City. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle or you need service or body work done, we hope you'll visit one of our 12 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Visit kccars.com for over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles, and you'll find quick and easy credit pre-approval. The McCarthy Auto Group, with locations in Olathe and Overland Park, Kansas, and Blue Springs, Lee's Summit, and Sedalia, Missouri.
The Most Valuable Player Award, or MVP, is a great honor given to the best performing player in the league. When it comes to residential real estate, the Royals know the MVP is the RE/MAX agent. The RE/MAX agent who talked to the home sellers, staged the interiors, examined the exteriors, posted the listing, opened the house, met with the buyers, negotiated the offers, countered the offers, and sold the home. RE/MAX is the official real estate partner of the Kansas City Royals. Each office independently owned and operated.
Belfonte Ice Cream introduces real sweet moments.
My ice cream is good.
Mine too.
Mine's so good it's like playing video games all day.
Mine tastes like I'm flying around on a spaceship.
Well, mine's like the Tooth Fairy left you a gold bar and one of her wings.
Well, my ice cream tastes so good, it's like being all the superheroes at once.
You win.
Another real sweet moment from Belfonte, Kansas City's ice cream. Real ingredients, no growth hormones. Belfonte, homemade.
Preps KC is teamed with Papa John's for the Preps KC Equipment Grant. From now until December 1st, when you order Papa John's pizza online at papajohns.com and use the promo code PrepsKC, you will receive 40% off the regular menu price for online orders. 10% of that discount will then go back to the Preps KC Equipment Grant. In December, Preps KC will announce the total dollar amount of the grant and begin the application process, and one area high school football program will receive 100% of these funds to use for equipment for their program. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
The McCarthy Auto Group is a proud supporter of Preps KC and high school sports across Kansas City. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle or you need service or body work done, we hope you'll visit one of our 12 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Visit kccars.com for over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles, and you'll find quick and easy credit pre-approval. The McCarthy Auto Group, with locations in Olathe and Overland Park, Kansas, and Blue Springs, Lee Summit, and Sedalia, Missouri.
Welcome back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Wamsgans. And a program like this wouldn't be possible without a great sponsor like Powerade and Heartland Coca-Cola. Every week we have the Powerade Mom of the Week presented by Heartland Coca-Cola. And last week we had a great one from Platte County. And she, you know, the thing that stood out in the Mrs. Schmidt, that stood out to me was that she went to a volleyball game even though she had no kids. And I'm like, good for you, because I don't know if I'd be going to the local volleyball game even if I didn't have a child playing in it. And those are kind of things that she does all the little dirty work for Platte County football. And you see a program like that that's successful, there's a lot of people behind the scenes, and she is one of them. So check on Sundays for our Powerade Mom of the Week presented by Coca-Cola. Heartland Coca-Cola. All right, let's go ahead and get back in the football and bring in our own Cole Young. And, Cole, I don't think you can put your wife up for that yet, just can you? Yours is still a little young.
No, not yet. She, maybe for dealing with a three-year-old every night while I'm football games. But we'll see. I'll suggest it at least.
Suggest it at least. Okay, well, you work for us, so I think she's technically ineligible, as is mine, who has to deal with a seven-year-old after dealing with 4-year-olds at work all day long. So, well, hey, you've got a great game this week. Two teams coming off a loss, Platte County and Harrisonville, but maybe the two best teams or two of the best teams in Class 4 in the Metro. I think, you know, losses can be different. I feel like Platte County's loss was a little different than Harrisonville's. I mean, what do you think going into this game?
Yeah, it's kind of one of those deals where both teams have these losses they're coming away from, and you kind of look at them both and say, okay, neither loss necessarily surprised anyone, I don't think, but how do they respond? I think that's the big question this week, is how do these two teams respond? You know, Harrisonville jumped off to that good lead against Pittsburgh, who, again, Pittsburgh's a bigger school and kind of got it put on them. You know, I think it was a 16-point finish, but it was probably more like a 20-point game. You know, then you look at Staley and Platte County against Staley, and I honestly thought Platte County might stick with them. But again, a bigger school kind of put it on them as well. So it's really, now they're kind of both getting a taste of, you know, this is the other probably best, like you said, best Class 4 school in the city, or the suburban area, I guess, as these two schools lie. You know, who's going to be the favorite out of this group? And that's kind of the interesting part for me tonight is which one, kind of, where do they all kind of shake out?
I would think that we could probably count on one hand the number of times Platte County's defense has given up 60-plus points I think that's going to be a real test for them.
Yeah, I think, you know, they actually, it's funny to say that, they gave up 58 last year, I saw, to Kearney. But yeah, I can't imagine that they're gonna have a showing quite like that. And if you look at what Harrisonville's done this year, Harrisonville honestly has scored a lot of points. You know, he scored 40 against St. Joe Benton, but I don't know that Benton's that great. Yeah, I think both teams would like to keep it kind of a low scoring game, you know, in the upper teens, low 20s.
Yeah, that Platte County defense had looked really good going into Staley, but I don't know if you look at Staley, they've scored 60 and 50, you know, 60 twice and 50 once. I don't know if anybody's going to be able. I mean, they got Blue Springs South this week, a renowned defensive team that's 0-3. I think Staley might be the story coming out of that game. But, you know, the question with Harrisonville, you know, last year they played this game and they fumbled 8 times. It was 10 total turnovers or something, and Platte County just rolled them. I don't think that's going to happen this year. That was kind of the beginning of the changes that Harrisonville went through as they got on their run to the state championship. It was one of 3 games in a row they would lose. That being said, though, you know, this game this year, this is a different team for Harrisonville. I don't know if they've got the talent that can turn it on like they did last year. And Platte County, to me, looks like it's a same team, and maybe in some spots defensively, because they have more experience on defense, is a little better.
Right. I would say if you look at it last year, you know, I think everyone expected Harrisonville to be really good, and this was a 49-0 loss to Platte County. It was a shocker. I know it was to me, and I think it was to a lot of other people too. But you kind of knew, you saw Harrisonville play, and you thought, well, they've got all these seniors, and they've got all these guys who played for 2 and 3 years. They'll turn it around, and ultimately that's what they did. They got on that streak where they won, you know, 9 in a row. You know, maybe the biggest one being beating Webb City in the state quarterfinals all the way to a state championship. But you kind of flip the tables this year, and I'm like, I don't know that they have the horses this year to do that, but I think Platte County probably does, where I think, you know, feasibly we could be sitting here talking in early December and say, wow, you know, pretty crazy that we saw the Class 4 and the Class 5 state champions play each other early in the year, and we know that Staley beat Platte County in that game. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me to see Platte County kind of just go on a roll after that game. And if you look at Platte County's schedule, you know, they're getting ready to go into a little bit of a meat grinder, which the way the playoffs shake out, that's fine. You know, they play Harrisonville, but then they play a good Belton team next week and a great Liberty team the following week. So it's important for Platte County to get the win, I think, this week, to not potentially go on a little bit of a losing slide.
The loss to Pittsburgh by Harrisonville very well could be a wake-up call to them to realize, you know what, if we don't play our best football, we're not going to be as successful as we expect to be.
I agree, and I think that's, you know, as a coach, you never like to lose, but if you're going to lose, losing to an out-of-state, bigger-class school is the way to do it, I think, you know, early in the season when it doesn't really hurt you at all.
Yeah, I'm definitely interested to see how Harrisonville bounces back. And last year they were rolling into this game, and then they got, you know, obliterated, and it took them 2 games to recover. When they did a fantastic job of recovering. But, and you know, with the bracket switching around this year, this could be a quarterfinal matchup as well, depending on who comes out. And you talk about Platte County, they've got to be careful because, yeah, the loss to Staley hurts them in the sense it's a loss, but it's a okay loss because it's a Class 5 team, and Staley's going to win a lot of games, so they're going to get points out of that anyway. I mean, just being on the field with Staley is going to help them. But you can't lose the head-to-head matchups in Class 4, especially with that district, because St. Joe Lafayette has a chance to run through. Maryville's got a loss up there, so St. Joe Lafayette has got a chance to run through their schedule with very few blemishes now that they're in the MEC. And Kearney, we've seen, you know, they had that first loss, but their loss is to Fort Osage. And so that's a team that's going to win a lot of games as well. So, I mean, Platte County has got to be careful that they don't let one loss become two or two become three, because if they want to get that top seed, and I think they do, you want to get as high as you can, because they don't want to be, you know, like they were last year where they were on the road at Kearney for a playoff game, you know, for a district championship game. This is a big week for Platte County.
You're exactly right. And I think the thing to keep in mind too is, if you look at that district, a win this week could potentially get you in a good spot to be a one seed, but a loss, that's going to hurt too, because, I mean, Excelsior Springs is in that district.
Yeah, I was going to say, I apologize to Mark Fabian for not talking about Excelsior Springs right there, because Excelsior Springs is a team, because they're good enough to beat Harrisonville. That could go deep, Coach.
And they haven't been scored on yet.
No, yeah, they haven't played. Right, their schedule has been great, but they haven't been scored on.
But that's right.
I mean, I think Platte County's still the favorite in that district, but I think at the same time, they could be the 4 seed. You get one home game maybe against a 5 seed, which is never a good thing. Maybe you're playing Lafayette at home or something, you know, or you're going to Lafayette in the first week, and then you got to go on the road to Smithfield, then you got to go on the road to Excelsior Springs.
Yep.
That's not then potentially host Harrisonville or something like that. That's Platte County's got to win this game.
Oh, and by the way, we forgot about Smithville.
Yeah.
Smithville and St. Joe Lafayette, somebody's going to bounce out of that game. And Excelsior Springs is by itself, but they've got Harrisonville looming out there. Odessa's a little better, and Green Valley for that matter. But right now the 4-5 game is Kearney-Platte County. I mean, we're 3 weeks in. It doesn't mean anything. But that's where you're sitting right now. Platte County's on the road at Kearney, which was the district title game in round one.
Yeah, this is shaping up to be the best district of any class in the state, I feel like.
Well, and you know, Savannah played Green Valley and Harrisonville tough. St. Joe Benton has a really good quarterback, and they're improved. Winnetonka is the only one that hasn't really shown anything, and they're in seventh place because they're playing all Class 5 schools. That's the thing. They, you know, Winnetonka is a team that may not win a game, but may end up with a higher seed than someone who hasn't won a game because the way the points shake out. So, I mean, it's one of those deals that if you're at one, you know, or two or three, if you're at three, you're going to have a tough game. You don't want to be in that four. You're right. You've got to be at one, two, or three in this district because you're going to have a tough game in that first round. And that's just one of those deals, and it kind of leads me to my next question. You were at Pembroke Hill and Center last week, and, you know, we talk about, you know, tough districts and being in spots, and, you know, Center gets a good win. They get the plus 13 against Pembroke Hill. That's another district that's got Odessa that's undefeated, Hogan Prep that's undefeated, then you got Center, Pleasant Hill. We haven't talked to Hartley at all. Pleasant Hill, they're 2-1. Oak Grove's 2-1. I mean, that's a district right there. That was a big win for Center to get that win and get those 13 points to get back on the winning side.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, that was, you know, you look at what Center did, that was a game they had to win. I think they overlooked Nevada when they had that loss. And that happens. I mean, we're talking about high school kids. That happens. And even the athletic director kind of joked. He's like, I kind of overlooked Nevada, to be honest with you. But yeah, that's a district. They're going to come in, and that's another district. You have to get a high seed in because you don't want to go on the road. But I think Center got that good win against Pembroke Hill. You know, they got a good game. They got a big game against Green Valley. But we're going to see if this is the Center of old, if this is kind of the Center that's kind of a middling. But, you know, that's a district, too. With Center, they got Hogan Prep in there. Does anybody want to play Pat Richard in November? Because I wouldn't. You know, Clinton seems to be going, you know, they're struggling a little bit. But in Pleasant Hill, on their way up, that's a tough district, too. So it's going to be interesting to see what Center can do this year. I think, you know, I think if Coach DeLong, I think when he gets his guys all in place and kind of gets them more in rhythm, I think they're going to be a tough team to beat.
Under the previous playoff system, we weren't even having this conversation in week four, right?
Right.
No, and that's one of my columns about this week is, like, you know, I don't love it, but we were better off than we were when one team was – I mean, because if you want to go all the way back, when we were one team coming out of a district, and there was a year if you had to – I mean, they're Liberty, Oak Park, Blue Springs South coming out of one district. I mean, that's not really right. I mean, because all those teams, I think, had less they had three losses or less by the end of the season because they each beat each other. I mean, that's the only way that they got a lot of losses those season. Coach, you remember those days?
You bet. We were there with Rockers, with three other people, and nobody ever came out.
Yeah,
but Rockers.
I know, and that's the thing. I mean, you know, there were some Lee Summit North teams and some Lee Summit teams that were good enough to maybe, if they weren't playing or even playing a Rockers or playing somebody else in the first round, to get a postseason win, and maybe if they weren't butting heads with them, but there was Rockers every year. So I like the new system. But it does bring the playoffs in the conversation, and that's, you know, we talk about that bonus 3 points that Blue Springs got. That could be huge down the line. I mean, huge. And the fact that, you know, Platte County's played Staley. Now, I know in the Suburban Conference they line them up. It's not necessarily you get a choice, but, you know, getting that win is or getting that game, and you know, now they've got to win those head-to-head games. So, and like I said, we talk about Center. If they can go to Green Valley and get a win against a Class 4 team, that's going to be huge for them. I mean, because Hogan's not going to play Class 4 teams. And so it's definitely something that it's fun to have the conversation. And basically, you know, my column was that typing in those numbers each week, you get a sense of it because you're kind of, you see where they were before and where they're going. And is it, I know it's not something you're thinking about on a Friday night, but it's definitely on Saturday morning or Sunday once everybody gets done and I'm starting to look at those district numbers, Cole. I mean, is it something you're starting to tune into to see, hey, where did it shake out this week?
Yeah, it is. You know, and I've obviously got my certain teams that I follow maybe a little closer than others, and I'm always like, hey, where, how does this, you know, how does Blue Springs' loss really affect them? Or does it affect them? At district, it didn't look like, I don't believe it did. I don't have the numbers in front of me. But, yeah, those are important numbers that I think people care about, because you start looking and you think, okay, what's this win this week going to do to me? Or does it, you know, what, and more importantly, is this loss hurt? And how is, and what I, you know, what I think stands out, you know, if you look at the actual points teams have, you start to look down at the end of the year, that's a pretty good ranking system a little bit. It's kind of like the old BCS. You can look at the numbers and you can say, well, you know, in Class 1, for example, look, Valley's got 58 points already. Well, guess what? They're probably going to be one of the teams at the end because they play tougher opponents and they've won. It's kind of good to look across the state and see where teams are kind of mapping out a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt. It's definitely interesting to see how it shakes out. And you can schedule your way into a lot of points, too. But if you play good teams, even you don't have to win games to get credit for it. Well, Cole, it's going to be a great one out at Harrisonville. Looking forward to reading your stuff this week. And, of course, the great stuff you do for us every week. Have fun, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
All right. That's our own Cole Young. When we come back, we're going to talk with Raytown coach Logan Minnick and Park Hill coach Josh Hood. You're listening to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
The McCarthy Auto Group is a proud supporter of Preps KC and high school sports across Kansas City. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, or you need service or body work done, we hope you'll visit one of our 12 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Visit kccars.com for over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles, and you'll find quick and easy credit pre-approval. The McCarthy Auto Group, with locations in Olathe and Overland Park, Kansas, and Blue Springs, Lee's Summit, and Sedalia, Missouri.
The MVP is the player you rely on most and who comes through every time no matter what. When it comes to buying real estate, your MVP is a RE/MAX agent. The RE/MAX agent who listened to the buyer, made a checklist, added a wish list, cross-checked the school districts, then narrowed the choices to find the perfect home. If you're buying a home, look for the sign of a RE/MAX agent and put the MVP on your team. RE/MAX is the official real estate partner of the Kansas City Royals, each office independently owned and operated.
Del Fonte Ice Cream introduces real sweet moments. Mm,
this ice cream is good, isn't it?
It sure is, Grandma.
I love vanilla.
Why?
Well, because it makes me think of simpler times.
Yeah, I bet life was a lot easier as a caveman, wasn't it, Grandma?
Yes, yes it was.
Grandma, can I have some more?
No, you've had enough.
Another real sweet moment from Del Fonte, Kansas City's ice cream. Real ingredients, no growth hormones. Del Fonte, homemade.
Hi, Chiefs fans. This is Clark Hunt. The Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any of your family's players. Whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, the same experts who care for the Chiefs will treat you like a pro. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. We're proud that the University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form, specifically in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
The McCarthy Auto Group is a proud supporter of Preps KC and high school sports across Kansas City. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, or you need service or body work done, we hope you'll visit one of our 12 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Visit kccars.com for over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles, and you'll find quick and easy credit pre-approval. The McCarthy Auto Group, with locations in Olathe and Overland Park, Kansas, and Blue Springs, Lee's Summit, and Sedalia, Missouri.
Welcome back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Wamsgons. And a program like this wouldn't be possible without a great sponsor like BUnion.com. They are the sponsor of the BeUnion.com Game of the Week, and we have had fantastic voting all season long, and it's coming down to the wire on this one. So go out and vote for your games this week. And also, if you're interested in the trade, union's a great option. Not everybody goes to college. It's a great option for a great career. Go to BeUnion.com and check it out. All right, let's go ahead and get back into the football and bring in one of our coaches from our Big Three games, Logan Minnick from Raytown. And, Coach, congratulations, 3-0. And looked impressive doing it the first time since 1991, I think, that you guys have been 3-0, which is before my time doing what I'm doing and your time doing what you're doing. So it's been a while, but just an impressive start. And what has been a big difference for you guys each week as it seems like you're getting better and better?
I think the big thing for us is, the kids are really starting to buy in. And obviously, when you win a few games, that helps that. Immensely, and we're a confident ball club right now. The big thing coming in when I took this job was, though, I had a great group of senior kids, and they're good football players. So that makes my job a heck of a lot easier. We just try to get them in the right place, and let them be players. And we've got some pretty good ones.
Coach, talk to us for just a few minutes about your offensive philosophy and the things that you guys are doing offensively right now after the first 3 weeks.
Absolutely. I hired Coach Benny Palmer out of Odessa last year, who was a college roommate of mine and quarterback at Julian, obviously, on the state championship Kearney teams way back. And going in, as we kind of put this offense together, we knew we had some very talented skill kids. As far as receivers, especially with Dom Cento and Desmond Hudson, obviously. And then we knew coming in that we would have a sophomore quarterback, and we didn't know how much we could put on his plate. But obviously, he's done a great job. He can throw the football. So we're just trying to get the ball out to our athletes in space and get them a chance to, be athletes, make people miss, and rack up a lot of yak yards.
Well, your quarterback did have a great year, a week last week in that game, and 7 total touchdowns. And is all that experience around him allowing him to really just kind of feel comfortable out there and just take what's in front of him?
I absolutely, I think so. And the big thing with him is, well, we've done a really good job protecting him. I know Mason Fair, our big senior left tackle, has got a couple Division I offers as well. So that helps a ton, is just getting him comfortable back there. And, and his name's Joe Campbell's our quarterback. He is an absolute student of the game. He wears us out with questions and questions and questions. And you can see on his huddle account that he's nonstop watching film. And so, for being a sophomore, I'd say he's very advanced football scheme-wise, because he's just, that's basically his life.
Coach, what problems does Liberty's defense bring to the table tonight?
Obviously, they are very good defensively. They've held some very good offenses down. They match up with us pretty well athletically. They've got some really good linebackers. And overall, they are just aggressive defensively. They fly around to the football. You can tell their kids are having a good time doing it. And like I said, they fly around, they swarm to the football. And they do a good job turning it over when you do put it in the air. So we've definitely got our work cut out for us.
Well, normally the question would be, how do you stop Robert Rowey on offense? But he's been playing half the time on safety at defense. Have you seen on film him making impacts on that defensive side?
Oh, absolutely. Going into the game, I hadn't seen much film on him. We'd heard he'd been playing some DB. And then, so I'm thinking we've just got to worry about him on one side of the ball. But he's out there playing mostly corner out there for him and does a great job in coverage. Obviously he's a great football player, and so now you've got a game plan around him on both sides of the ball.
I haven't had an opportunity to see him play this year, but I know last year I saw him play, and Liberty played twice, and they were playing him in situations, and there you could see why he was in the game in those situations. He was a factor on defense.
Absolutely. I completely agree with you.
Well, tell me this, Coach, on defense for you guys, and you've played, really well. I know Liberty North kind of came back on you, but you jumped out on them and played good defense, and then, really did a good job on a very talented Green Valley offense. What kind of things are you going to need to do defensively going up against a Liberty offense that has weapons much like yourself?
The big thing with them, obviously everybody says we just want to try to contain 27.
That's much easier said than done, obviously. He's a great back. I think he rushed for over 2,000 last year, or close to it. And the big thing this year is they're 50-50 run pass. That Heinrichs kid, or Hendricks, I'm not sure how you say it, but he's throwing the ball on the money and making great decisions with it. So, you know, you can't just load the box up and try to stop the run game. Their pass game is just as efficient. And they do a great job calling plays and keeping you honest, where you can't just try to stop one part of the game.
Coach, can you win the game with a field goal?
I tell everybody every week, we'll take a one-point victory all day. The funny thing was, I said that prior to the Liberty North game, and I didn't think that was going to be the one-point victory we were going to come out with, but we'll absolutely take it.
Well, how is the atmosphere at Raytown High School after a 3-0 start?
Oh, it's ridiculous. They make you feel like you're coach of the year over here, but in reality is I've got really good football players. So, like I said, and just the community, and we've got more and more people reaching out to us now, you know, alums from the past that are so excited to see the program winning again. And, you know, it's some people are like, oh, we're going to go to state. We better pump the brakes a little bit. But we're off to a great start for sure.
Well, Coach, it's going to be a fantastic game. Good luck, and we appreciate you taking time with us.
Absolutely, fellas. We really appreciate the coverage.
Coach Walms, Coach Minnick over at Raytown. Great start for them, and they got a big one with Liberty tonight.
They do, and they have to avoid giving Liberty a short field, that's for sure.
Yeah, because Liberty's defense has been playing really well. Okay, let's go ahead and move on to our next REMAX Big 3 game. Blue Springs at Park Hill. Two of the top Class 6 teams in the state of Missouri, in the metro, either side. And we'll bring in Josh Hood from Park Hill. And Coach, you guys are off to a 3-0 start, really been pretty dominant, especially the last 2 weeks. Had a good win over a Lee Summit North team that hasn't lost since they played you. So I'm assuming you feel pretty good about the way your football team is playing right now.
Yeah, you know, and we as a coaching staff, we like to break it up into thirds here with a 9-week regular season, and we wanted to make sure that in the first third of the season we accomplished everything we could. And a 3-0 record and getting all your points, your district points there, all three games, and you know, with the exception of some dings and some guys, you know, going down in a few games, other than that, we feel like we had a chance to not only have success, but then also, you know, had a chance to work on some things against some really talented teams.
Coach, I think you have to be extremely proud and excited about your offensive line, because you guys have to do a great job of pass protection and you have to do a great job of run blocking. Those guys have to be doing a great job. Talk to us about those guys and how they stack up against Blue Springs front seven.
Boy, that's a talented and college, you know, perhaps a Division I college like front seven there. So it's a great, you know, it's going to be a great competition for us. And our kids are excited about it. You know, they don't, they haven't got the publicity that a lot of our other, you know, offensive and defensive players have gotten. But those guys have worked really hard up front. And we've got two offensive line coaches, and Coach Ponte and Coach Garth, who are outstanding, and the kids really take to them. And so the kids take a lot of pride in what they're doing, and our quarterbacks take a lot of pride in the fact they can get the ball out pretty quick. And so if those two things continue to work, we feel pretty good in our matchup tonight. It's going to be a great competition for them, and the kids are excited about the challenge.
Well, and offensively also, I mean, we know the season Billy Maples is having. You throw 9 touchdowns, you don't fly under the radar. But really, your receivers, Johnson and Bell, the catch Bell made last week was outstanding. We've got that highlight from Fox 4 up on our site. It's just an unbelievable catch, and Johnson's been there all season as well. Is it nice having those two guys that you can really go to?
Yeah, you know, and they've done an outstanding job, and those guys are – I mean, I call them freaks, and I use that in the nicest way possible, but those guys can do a lot of things, and their ability to jump and make moves and so forth. We feel like, you know, those guys have had a ton of success, and this was not a surprise at all to us, and we think, you know, that will continue, you know, for those guys. But we've also think that we've got some other kids that can catch a football, and that allows Billy to distribute a little bit. And so that's what makes it a little more dangerous for us, that you can't just go out and double and triple team, you know, other kids. Ronnie's such a smart kid on the football field. I've heard him on the side say, look, there are three guys over me, throw the ball to Joe, and Joe Webb score a touchdown. There's someone else, you know, and there's some kids out there that have really put in the work, and they've led by example. Ronnie and DJ have, and hopefully these guys have a chance to step up this week.
Coach, jumping to the other side of the ball after the first 3 weeks, what do you like most about your defense?
You know, that was the – we were really excited about kind of – we were trying to, as much as possible, fly under the radar here, at the beginning of the year and throughout the summer. And so, and part of that reason, we knew that everyone was going to say, you know, you guys lost some really talented players on that defensive side of the ball, but probably won't be as good as last year. And we did. We lost some studs, some absolute, you know, great players in the history of Park Hill football. But we feel like this defense is head and shoulders above what we had last year on the field. And that's a compliment to both teams. We just feel like the linebackers play downhill really well, and the secondary is talented and has the ability to get to the ball. And we had a lot of kids just looking through our secondary. We had three kids that started last year, and so they got a chance to get a lot of experience in. But the real key there is that our defensive line and Coach Jackson, Coach and Coach Crutcher have done a wonderful job with those kids. We've got a great defensive line. We've got some kids that are talented enough to play, you know, we feel Division I football down the road. One of the kids, you know, was a freshman that started for us last year, and he's a sophomore now, and he's doing a great job. And we moved a kid over, Zach Michaels, to the defensive side from the offensive line, and a kid, Jalen Turner, and they've got a lot of talent in there. Ethan Smith, unfortunately, is still going to be out a couple of weeks, and he's a junior, kind of. He's the key on that team. Maybe he's the big Division I Thor, they call him. But we'll be without him for another week or two. But when he gets back, especially, that defensive line has really made the difference here.
Well, you never know what kind of style the game is going to set out to be, but you've been in some games where offense has come easy. Do you feel like maybe this week it may be a little more back and forth, punch you in the mouth, grind it out?
Yeah, and you know, it's going to be fun because it's two different styles, I think, you know, on the field. And Blue Springs has a lot of talented athletes, and that's pretty obvious. And they go really deep with a lot of depth there at the skill positions and up front as well. And they like to mash it out, you know. Coach Page and Coach Otto there, they do a good job of making a game plan and putting the kids in the right position and formationing you correctly in order to try to gain an advantage on one side of the line or the other. But then we're going to come in and kind of do a little bit of the opposite and try to spread it out and distribute the football around and try to get ourselves an advantage in different areas throughout the entire width of the field. So it's going to be fun. You know, we get a chance to. I know I mixed up their coverages a few times on us and you know, we've been studying that, and our quarterback and receiver's been studying it, and they're excited to see what they can do.
Coach, going away from the X's and O's, I know you're kind of a point of emphasis guy. What's been you and your coaching staff's point of emphasis for the 2017 season?
You know, and we talked a lot about family, but it was a big take for us this year. You know, we really did a lot of things in the off season that were more taking care of the mental side. You know, we physically train our kids, you know, for the last three off seasons here, but then we feel like the mental preparation is something that's really these kids have taken on a larger role with. The leadership in this group has been outstanding, and so that has been a huge change. You know, for us, they've done a wonderful job, a group of seniors, and then also, you know, even the underclassmen have done a good job of saying, you know, we know where we want to be, and we'll take care of business to get there. But we really have stressed the leadership, and we did a lot of leadership lessons with the kids during the summer weight program, and we've continued that here as far as what we do and in our talks about what we want to accomplish on the field and also just as men.
Well, Coach, it should be a great game. Good luck, and we appreciate you taking time with us.
Thanks, guys, and appreciate everything you guys do, and let's have a great one Friday night.
All right, that's Park Hill Coach Josh Hood. He's got a huge game with Blue Springs Friday night. When we come back, we will talk with Nick McCabe. You're listening to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
The McCarthy Auto Group is a proud supporter of Preps KC and high school sports across Kansas City. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle or you need service or body work done, we hope you'll visit one of our 12 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Visit kccars.com for over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles, and you'll find quick and easy credit pre-approval. The McCarthy Auto Group, with locations in Olathe and Overland Park, Kansas, and Blue Springs, Lee's Summit, and Sedalia, Missouri.
Preps KC is teamed with Papa John's for the Preps KC Equipment Grant. From now until December 1st, when you order Papa John's pizza online at papajohns.com and use the promo code PrepsKC, you will receive 40% off the regular menu price for online orders. 10% of that discount will then go back to the Preps KC Equipment Grant. In December, Preps KC will announce the total dollar amount of the grant and begin the application process, and one area high school football program will receive 100% of these funds to use for equipment for their program. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Belfonte Ice Cream introduces real sweet moments.
Hey guys.
Daddy! Today I went down the slide, not the little one, but the big one, and I saw my friend Amanda from school, and she's spending the night. And Mom said we can have as much ice cream as we want, because Mommy's going out with her friends, and you're in charge. Doesn't that sound like fun, Daddy? I'm so glad you're home.
Whoops, wrong house.
That real sweet moment was made possible by Belfonte, Kansas City's ice cream. Real ingredients, no growth hormones. Belfonte, homemade.
The Most Valuable Player Award, or MVP, is a great honor given to the best performing player in the league. When it comes to residential real estate, the Royals know the MVP is the RE/MAX agent. The RE/MAX agent who talked to the home sellers, staged the interiors, examined the exteriors, posted the listing, opened the house, met with the buyers, negotiated the offers, countered the offers, and sold the home. RE/MAX is the official real estate partner of the Kansas City Royals. Each office independently owned and operated.
Hi, Chiefs fans. This is Clark Hunt. The Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any of your family's players. Whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, the same experts who care for the Chiefs will treat you like a pro. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. We're proud that the University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you.
The McCarthy Auto Group is a proud supporter of Preps KC and high school sports across Kansas City. If you're in the market for a newer pre-owned vehicle or you need service or body work done, we hope you'll visit one of our 12 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Visit kccars.com for over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles, and you'll find quick and easy credit pre-approval. The McCarthy Auto Group, with locations in Olathe and Overland Park, Kansas, and Blue Springs, Lee Summit, and Sedalia, Missouri.
Welcome back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Walmsgons. On a program like this, wouldn't be possible without a great sponsor like KFC. KFC catering program is now available to all teams in the metro. It's a great way to feed your team, your booster club, your family, your large family gathering, whatever you need. The KFC catering program is there. You call, you make your order, you go pick it up. It's great. It's a great way to feed a large group of people. So I encourage everyone to check out the KFC catering program. You can click on that link at prepskc.com and on the Preps KC app. All right, let's go ahead and get back into the football and bring in our own Nick McCabe. And Nick, we only have a few minutes with you today, but really excited to hear your thoughts on Stanley Platt County, where you were last week. And really, what I want to know is, one, how did Platt County look? And two, is Stanley really that good? Jeez.
I think the answer to both of those questions is they're both really good. You know, I think Platt County is a dangerous team, maybe a state championship challenging team. You know, they've got some absolute weapons on offense. The quarterback can throw absolute dimes. I mean, they came out of the chute just firing on all cylinders. They had a great game plan. You know, I think what eventually wore them down was that school size difference. They at least just got, you know, waves of guys they can send at you. And the gap between their ones and twos is probably smaller than what it is at Platt County. And, you know, the fact is Staley is a two-platoon type of system, and I'm not sure exactly how many guys the Platt County had going both ways, but it was five or six, I would guess. So, you know, eventually that just wears you down, and by the second half they looked at it. Staley was able to really assert their physical dominance by just having more guys, I think, was really what it came down to. I took my 9-year-old son, and he's learning the game of football. He's been more of a baseball fan growing up. And so when it was 14-0 Platt County, he's like, oh, this game's over. We might as well leave. And I said, well, just calm down, son. You know, I think Staley might have a – they're probably going to score more than 14 points in this game. So let's just see how it plays out. But what a great start for Platte County. And I was very impressed with them. But, yeah, Staley is absolutely the real deal. They've got some tremendous players in the skill positions as well. They're kind of interesting. They don't have that superstar guy to build around. They don't have a Julian Ross or a Trent Hosek or a Morgan Stewart, that kind of guy that they've had in years past. I don't think. It maybe remains to be seen. That guy might emerge as the season goes along. They're just really solid, lots of depth, lots of weapons, lots of really good players. So I think what it's going to end up being is they're going to have, you know, several receivers with really big years. They're going to have a couple of running backs that have good years. The quarterback can get them some yards on the ground as well as through the air. So, you know, they're just a balanced overall, well-built team. And, you know, I think a lot of times we like to look at those skill guys and see what they got in the playmakers department, but really what it comes down to is how are you in the trenches. I'm not sure anybody in the city is going to be much better than Staley where those big guys are playing. Their defensive line was really, really good, and they wore Platte County down as the game went off.
The upfront people had a big impact on that game, I'm sure. And out of those defensive fronts, who impressed you the most defensively?
Well, you know, I honestly didn't have a roster with me. It wasn't one particular guy that jumped out, but you could really see as the game progressed, particularly when Staley was on offense, they were able to just move guys out of the way. Their offensive line was really able to exert their will and dominance over Platte County in the second half. And again, it was just, you know, Platte County had a lot of snaps on offense and defense, and a lot of those guys, I think, were playing on both sides of the football. So, you know, they're gassed by the end, whereas those offensive linemen, you know, they'd been getting breathers. Every time their team is on defense, they're getting a rest over there. And so they were just fresher by the end of the game. You know, not only that, I'm not sure, but, you know, they're probably rotating some guys in, so keeping guys even fresher. And they were really just able to be pretty dominant in the second half, and you really saw it again when Platte County was, or when Staley rather was on offense. Their offensive line was just blowing up holes, and Staley was able to start really gaining yards and chunks.
Well, the team you describe and is a lot like that Staley team that won the state title that year. I mean, that's they had Hosek and those guys, but they were big up front, and they took care of business, and they beat at least on a West team that has a guy in the NFL. playing on that line. But no, I was glad you got a chance to get out and see a game, and looking forward to talking with you again next week.
Okay, thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
Well, Coach Nick got to see not a great game in the second half, but he got to see a lot of good play in that game in Staley and Platte County.
He did. That was a great football game. Those teams are going to – I wouldn't be surprised if we see them way down the line.
Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and get to our picks here. And how'd you do last week, Coach?
You know what? I got beat, but I really have no excuses. I just got beat.
All right, well, let's see how we do this week in our Belafonte picks with the pros. Let's start off on the Kansas side. And, Coach, we talked about this game earlier, Lewisburg and Piper. This is a good game. Piper looking to bounce back. Lewisburg, want to know how much they were tested in that first week. They'll probably get tested a little more this week.
I think they will be tested. I think Lewisburg won this game last year. I'm going to go with Lewisburg.
I think I like Lewisburg as well. I just think that they're a little more physical, but I think Piper's still a good team, and you got to keep an eye on them in 4A Division 1. Okay, Olathe East at Olathe North. Coach, I really like the way Olathe North came back against Wichita Heights last week. I think maybe they've got something going on. I like them over Olathe East.
And I'm just the opposite. I like the way Olathe East played last week against Hutch. I'm going to go with Olathe East.
Okay, one of our REMAX Big Three games, Blue Valley Southwest at St. James. All kinds of offense probably in this one. Coach, I think I like St. James in this. I think they've just got a little bit better defense, a little bit more depth right now than Blue Valley Southwest has.
And I think the only thing that will hurt them is if they don't handle their success from last week. But I think their success from last week against Mill Valley is going to help them. I'm going with St. James also.
Next REMAX Big Three game on the Kansas side, Bonner Springs at DeSoto. Coach, what do you think?
I'm going to go with DeSoto. This is one of those Class 5, Class 4 matchups. But I like DeSoto. I think they're doing a good job. It's going to be interesting. But I was impressed with their win over Ottawa.
I'm going to go with DeSoto as well. I think their physicality, as Coach King talked about, I think they're a little bit more physical team than Bonner Springs. Though Bonner Springs has got some athletes. They've got to be careful, but I like DeSoto. Okay, our last REMAX Big Three game on the Kansas side, Aquinas at Blue Valley North. Coach, I just like Aquinas in this game. I think that this is a team that is primed, and I don't know if Blue Valley North's defense, even though they have Miles Emmer, Emory is going to be able to stop that running game because they have so many different people who can touch the ball.
I think the fact that Aquinas won this game last year has been a factor for Coach, and I think this is a big game for Blue Valley North. I think they're going to be ready. I'm going to go with Blue Valley North.
Okay, let's jump over to the Missouri side. Center at Green Valley. Coach, I like the way Center played in that game last week, but I think Green Valley is going to bounce back. I think they've just got a little bit more size up front than Center does.
I think the center quarterback is going to be the difference in this game. I'm going to go with Center.
Okay, Lee Summit North to Lee Summit West. I never would have thought that going into the season this was maybe a pick 'em game, but it's looking like a pick 'em game, but I'm going to stick with the Titans on this one.
I am too. I think this is the kind of game that Mario Goodrich does a lot of things and is a difference maker.
Okay, our first REMAX Big 3 game on the Missouri side. Raytown 3-0. Say that again. Raytown 3-0 at Liberty 3-0. I think Raytown's got some good players. I think this is going to be a pretty good football game, but Liberty defensively is playing so well, and they've got so many weapons on offense. It's not just about Robert Rowey.
I'm going to go with Liberty also, and the reason being they've been in this situation before. This is a new experience for Raytown, like you say, to be 3-0.
Okay, Platte County and Harrisonville, big showdown down there. Coach, I think I like Platte County. I have a feeling that they're going to go get that done, and I think that if it gets away early, it could be a big one for Platte County.
I think Harrisonville had a wake-up call. I think the fact that they got beat by Pittsburgh will be a wake-up call for them. I'm going to go with Harrisonville.
Okay, our last REMAX Big 3 game, maybe the biggest game on the night of either side of the state line, Blue Springs and Park Hill. Coach, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Park Hill. I think anytime you have a quarterback like Billy Maples, good things can happen to you. And it's going to be interesting to see how Blue Springs' offensive line comes out and plays this week.
I'm going to go with the Wildcats because I think that offensive line is going to play well. I know they've got speed on that defense, but what do you do with speed, Coach? You run right at it, and I think Blue Springs will run right at it and shorten that game. Okay, that is the second hour of Preps KC's Football Friday Night. We will be back next week. Remember, all the scores you need on PrepsKC.com and on the Preps KC app. And, of course, the great stories, photos, videos, interviews, everything you need from Friday night and Saturday and Thursday night, all on PrepsKC.com and the Preps KC app. You've been listening to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
You've been listening to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. Preps KC's Football Friday Night has also been brought to you by REMAX, KFC, Belfonte Ice Cream and Dairy Foods Company, BUnion.com, the Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Hospital, Papa John's, and Dick's Sporting Goods. Stay tuned for the Vision Sports Radio High School Football Game of the Week here on 1030 AM KCWJ.
The MVP is the player you rely on most and who comes through every time no matter what. When it comes to buying real estate, your MVP is a RE/MAX agent. The RE/MAX agent who listened to the buyer, made a checklist, added a wish list, cross-checked the school districts, then narrowed the choices to find the perfect home. If you're buying a home, look for the sign of a RE/MAX agent and put the MVP on your team. RE/MAX is the official real estate partner of the Kansas City Royals. Each office independently owned and operated.
Preps KC is teamed with Papa John's for the Preps KC Equipment Grant. From now until December 1st, when you order Papa John's pizza online at papajohns.com and use the promo code PrepsKC, you will receive 40% off the regular menu price for online orders. 10% of that discount will then go back to the Preps KC Equipment Grant. In December, Preps KC will announce the total dollar amount of the grant and begin the application process, and one area high school football program will receive 100% of these funds to use for equipment for their program. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
The McCarthy Auto Group is a proud supporter of Preps KC and high school sports across Kansas City. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle or you need service or body work done, we hope you'll visit one of our 12 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Visit kccars.com for over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles, and you'll find quick and easy credit pre-approval. The McCarthy Auto Group, with locations in Olathe and Overland Park, Kansas, and Blue Springs, Lee Summit, and Sedalia, Missouri.
Belfonte Ice Cream introduces real sweet moments.
My ice cream is good.
Mine too.
Mine's so good it's like playing video games all day.
Mine tastes like I'm flying around on a spaceship.
Well, mine's like the Tooth Fairy left you a gold bar and one of her wings.
Well, my ice cream tastes so good, it's like being all the superheroes at once.
You win.
Another real sweet moment from Belfonte, Kansas City's ice cream. Real ingredients, no growth hormones. Belfonte, homemade.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form. Specifically, in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.